The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome in, everybody. Kip Kiefer with you on another edition of the award-winning program, Kiefer and Curry. Yeah. We get together once a week and we talk about all kinds of things that are happening, whether in sports or life or other subjects, and you never know where we're going to go. Welcoming in the one, the only, the man who the network's named after. So certainly don't mind being on a show with the guy who's the network name, Tony Curry. Tony, are you ready for action on this latest edition of our show?
It's only a matter of time before the ABC affiliate is called the Kiefer and Curry Network. I'm just telling you, it's just a matter of time, my friend, before we get into it. I'm super excited, and I'm super excited about our new endeavor. And listen, you know, I'm a God guy, and you came into my life about, it's been like 40 years ago, and I've known you from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino forever, and I knew you through our mutual friend, Monty Ballard. But you came up to me, and we had a nice lunch, I guess, about a little year and a half ago, something like that. And
yeah,
we were talking about some different things on my network, and I was looking for help. I needed some good voices, and I needed some good content, and you were nice enough to come on board with us here on Tony Curry Radio. And your shows are different. I was looking for something with a political stant, and I know that you do some political stuff, but you also do the Need to Know show, which is just a fantastic show because you kind of go off on you. The thing about you, which is amazing, and I'm being serious here in the most utmost respect, I've never seen a guy be able to sit down in front of a microphone and just spiel stuff off for 30 straight minutes like you do. I've never seen or heard anything like it. It's just an amazing thing because I am an ultra preparer. I got a sign in the back of the studio that says OPE, OPE. And people are like, what's OPE? And it's on time, prepared, engaged. And I said, if you're two of those three things, you could probably pull off a pretty decent show. If you're one of those three things, you don't have a shot. Certainly if you're 0 for 3, good luck. You're not making base. But if you're 3 for 3, even on your worst day, and maybe your mouth's not working right, maybe you've got, you're having, some mental farts in your brain, you're getting older. But even on your worst day, if you're on time, prepared, engaged, you can pull off anything in radio or television. And I know that you have been preparing for almost every show you've done your entire life, because I know you're a voracious reader, and I know that you've experienced a lot of things in your life, and it comes out in your experiences and your content. So I applaud your efforts. So I am honored and excited about our new endeavor.
Yeah. I've got to go right back at you, because you have been a symbol for a long time of a consummate pro from the moment that I entered Birmingham and I came here to live for the first time way back in 1992. And, that was back in the days when, and I know I sound like the old guy that always thinks their era was better, but I can say with all confidence that the music in that era was better. I'm sorry, there's no even discussion about it. And I'm not saying that by being partisan. I'm saying that because the music in beginning in the 60s through the 70s, 80s, and even barely into the 90s, what's now called classic rock, was the best stuff ever constructed. And it became apparent basically arriving here in those early years that when it came to that genre and classic rock, there was one name in this town that was associated with it. It was Tony Curry.
Well, I appreciate
and
that.
You have been the symbol of that forever. And if you walk up to anybody on the street that's seasoned at all and has been around for a while and ask the question of who is identified with that, you are Mount Rushmore material here. So,
well, thank you.
An honor to,
well, thank you.
Go ahead.
And I really, really appreciate that. And let me say this. And again, I have just been blessed to be in the right place at the right time in a lot of ways in my life. And so when I got here in 88, we're talking 35 years ago, Kip. I mean, 35 years ago. So when Eric Clapton or AC/DC or the Rolling Stones or Robert Plant or Jackson Browne or any of those artists came out with a new album, they were still, you know, relatively young. They were in their upper 30s or early 40s, and so they were still making great music. And I'll go as far as to say, when I was doing classic rock, you know, we had different categories. We had it was a card catalog type of thing, where you take the card in the front, you'd sign it, and you move it to the back, and that's how you rotated your music. And you know, we would play, you know, a power every hour. Was it called an A power? And that would be a new song from an artist, like whether it's a new song from Def Leppard or a new song from Eric Clapton or a new song from Thin Lizzy or one of the, and then we'd have a recurrent, which is a song that was actually played for about a year or two that was still in rotation and people still wanted to hear it. And then we'd play the quote unquote classic rock, that being the stuff from the mid 60s all the way through the early 80s. And then, you know, after doing that for a period of time and filling in, and you and I can't remember, you and I talked so much off air, I can't remember if we actually talked about these personalities, and I think we did, but we talked about the Ben Cooks and the Herb Winches and the TCs and the John Eds and the Doug Laytons and all these guys, and I got a chance to sit down and actually do some sports radio, and then I was blessed enough that I was just so happened was standing in the room when someone said, hey, have a seat, let's talk some sports, let's talk some Alabama football. Next thing you know, we're the flagship station, and I'm doing a sports show when sports radio, you know, we could not believe that ESPN was the first 24-hour sports network. Well, it sure as heck wasn't going to convert to radio. You couldn't do a radio station with all sports, could you? And now there's probably about four or five great sports stations in almost every market, including Birmingham, that you work in. So I've been really, really blessed, guys. It's been really, really good for me, for a guy who started his radio career when he was 12 years old, to do what I do. And I always like to go back and look at the trailblazers. I learned so much from the people, the pioneers who have really set the table for the rest of us in the sports industry and certainly in the classic rock industry. And I remember the Rick D's of the world, and I appreciate the Howard Sterns of the world. And I certainly go back and look at the Bob Costas's and all the great sports commentators who have really blazed a trail for the rest of us so we could have a career out of this. And I think you can appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. And that's a perfect segue for what I want to talk about today after we've wrapped up the self-aggrandizement of each other to start this off, which what better way to kick off the show? But Tony, you just framed what I want to talk about because we are making, and we have made the announcement, but some of you may not have the details, but Tony and I are teaming up this year and we're very excited about it. Saturday mornings, 10:30 on ABC 3340 here in Birmingham. We are going to have the 30-minute lead-up show to college football on Saturday mornings, and we're really excited about it. And I think with what you just mentioned, I wanted to highlight something that was had a big effect on my life and my enjoyment of sports, because growing up, they're really – pretty much when it became time for the game, that came on the air and that was it. And there was no really build up or prelude or extensive programming very much dedicated until 1975 when a groundbreaking show debuted, and it was called the NFL Today, hosted by Brent Musburger and featuring Irv Cross, an ex-NFL player, an African-American who didn't that was not a face that you would normally saw on TV, even at that point of in time. It also featured Phyllis George, a female on a football pregame show, the former Miss America, the first lady of the state of Kentucky.
How about that?
And an amazing expert on football, although she wasn't really called upon to do a lot of that, but she provided a lot of the background things that and themes surrounding the game. And the fourth member of that team was Jimmy the Greek Snyder, Tony, if you'll remember. Jimmy the Greek, of course, was one of the foremost gambling experts of the country at a time when you didn't mention gambling and associate it with sports at all, or that was just absolutely taboo. What a groundbreaking show that was, and it changed broadcasting forever.
What foresight, too. I mean, you had Brent Musburger, who obviously, and it's funny how things come full circle, because now he, of course, is doing the VSiN thing out there in Vegas, and he's gone off and done his own gambling thing. Then you had, of course, the former player who everyone's got. I mean, the foresight to put those four together is absolutely amazing. And I can imagine, listen, I've been part of a lot of groups where, you know, I was with Alan Jay. You know, we had an Auburn guy, we had an Alabama guy, we needed a guy in the middle, and people were like, wait a minute, Jay's real Christian, Tony Curry's out doing wet t-shirt contests, we have Aldo Greco, who's a good guy. And it's like, how is this going to work? And sometimes you just throw it together and you make it. I don't say you make it work, but chemistry is an undeniable force in this business. And if it's going to work, and if you have the ultimate respect for each other and you show up and you're prepared every day, then you can make it fly. And then you throw in a Phyllis George. And I imagine, I don't know how Jimmy the Greek and Phyllis George got along. Coming across from Jimmy, who is a gambling god, I'm not saying he was misogynistic in any form or fashion, but I'm assuming
he was old school.
He was old school. He was the old boys club kind of guy, and I can imagine that they may have, you know, given each other the whale eye on several occasions. But she comes in. She certainly had the look. She was already famous because of her beauty, but she just did a fantastic job. And then, like you said, you know, we had two newspapers here, the Birmingham Post and, of course, the Birmingham News, the Post Herald, the News. And you could not find the odds to a football game.
No.
On the inside of the sports page, which is where all the junk was. We called it the junk page, but it was the most informative page. It had the TV listings, and it had the editorials, and it had the news times and all those. And you could not find gambling numbers on any of those things. Just I'll pick the topic right now. Next week, we're going to talk about gambling, and we're going to talk about where it's been, where it's gone, and where it's going to go. I know Case Kiefer, your son, is going to be on this brand new show on ABC 3340 from 10:30 to 11 every Saturday morning, starting here on September 2nd. It's just amazing how nuanced and how liberal we've gotten with the way we look at gambling now, and how wonderful it is, obviously, if you can control your gambling habits. Remember, we used to always say, for entertainment purposes only, my boss would always say, make sure that whenever you throw out that Alabama's favored by 7.5 against Arkansas this weekend, make sure that you say for entertainment purposes only, because we don't want anyone calling radio stations saying we're gamblers. And it's just amazing how much has changed, but I digress. Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. And what foresight to have those four individuals. And how long did that show go? That went for a while, right?
Oh, at least 10 years. Yeah. It was on for a long time. And again, it really kind of changed the whole dynamic. Now, of course, the modern day fans have had game day for a long time. Chris Fowler was the original host, now Reese Davis, but they've got their crew every week. You wonder, it's the first story of the week in college football. Where is game day going to be this week? Mm-hmm. That identifies that as the game. Of course, now they've varied from that pattern a little bit by starting to go to some smaller schools and some special, like, longtime matchups, but that show has become sort of the staple. Now the SEC Network has their version of that, and all the other networks. And also, I think this is what sets up the stage for our discussion today of what we're going to try to accomplish, because I don't want to diminish the fact that we have some local affiliates here who try and do pregame shows, and they do an adequate job, but it's really kind of, Tony, in my mind, pretty straightforward. It's not that entertaining, and it's a little bit redundant. And again, I'm not deriding anybody's effort here or their professionalism or what they do, but I don't really think it adds a lot to the landscape. And what I'm hoping to do with our show, Kiefer and Curry, which is the latest member of the stable. Of course, you're listening to the Kiefer and Curry show here on Tony Curry Radio. But this will be Kiefer and Curry's starting lineup, and I wanted to name it that because we've got an outstanding crew, and we're not looking to just inform you in the 30 minutes we get to come into your living room. We want to get you ready for football. We want to put you in the right frame of mind that this is going to be fun and entertaining, because I think some shows kind of lose sight of that. And the other thing is, we want the cast of characters to do something a little bit different. And I think we've got a good formula brewing, and we will tweak it and make it work as we move along. But really excited about doing a little trailblazing of our own.
There's one thing that is actually bigger than the actual college day experience, and that is tailgating. You bring up a great point. You go back to the 60s, 70s, maybe even early 80s, and if there was a football game at 11 o'clock in the morning, there was usually like a coin collecting show or a show about pharmaceuticals or a lawyer show. Absolutely. That butted right up against it, and you're sitting there going, where's the telecast? Where's the broadcast? Now, if you have a broadcast, you're probably looking at least an hour before you do the pre-ACC game of the week or a pre-SEC or college game day, which I think was started off as an hour show, then a two-hour show. Now I think it runs about 5 hours. It feels like 5 hours, and it's fantastic. You know, and I'm a programmer, Kip, and I go back and I look at what my programmers would tell me. Hey, listen, first of all, don't ever be scared of competition. You're going to learn what you're all about. You may get your ass beat, but you're going to learn from your failures, and you're going to make your show better by doing that. And so don't ever go into a show thinking, yeah, we'll give it a shot. We're going to say, we're going to go full board in this show. Kip's going to go full board. I'm going to go full board. Legend's going to be part of the show. I know you got Terry coming in. It's going to be a whole host of all kinds. It's going to be a cast of sports idiots, which I'm absolutely loving. We're going to have a great time, and I think we're going to play off of each other well. But there's two different things that you look at. First of all, can you talk about things that you can't find anywhere else? And I know the college game day, and I consider everyone a competitor. I compete against anyone that's on at the same time. If Errol Lagasse's on there selling his heat fryer, I'm competing against him at the same time from 10:30, 11 o'clock. I don't give a damn if he's talking about Arizona State and USC. I'm competing against everyone that's on TV at the same time. The other thing is if you're going to do something, can you do it better than them? And so what we talked about briefly is like, okay, everyone's going to be talking about the X's and O's. What can we do here from a local level? Because ABC 3340 obviously is a Birmingham television station. It does surround the entire state of Alabama, which the coverage area is fantastic. That thus 3340, because it gets out of Gaston, Anniston too. But yeah, I'm super excited about really being localized, and because everyone knows who you are and everyone knows who I am. And I think we can really get a local flavor for that. And that's why we'll have special guests. I've reached out to Taylor Hicks and Damon Johnson. And you're like, wait a minute, Taylor Hicks and Damon Johnson on a sports show? Yes, they love sports as much as we do. Why shouldn't they be picking some shows? Trent Dilfer, of course, the new head coach, who obviously comes from ESPN. He's going to be one of our co-hosts on a show. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with him and getting ready for his first season at UAB and the first season in the AAC for the UAB Blazers, a team that's being picked 13th in their conference. And they're absolutely loving being picked 13th because they can surprise some folks. So, yeah, I'm excited about just seeing we're going to have to find ourselves a little bit. But one of the reasons that I think this is going to work so well is you and I started the Kiefer and Curry Show. I don't know how many episodes we've done, but you and I really hadn't worked one-on-one ever until about a year ago. And so to kind of feel your gait and your inflection rate and find out how you speak and what your sense of, you and I aren't big debaters. We don't argue a lot, although I can certainly see some things happening on television, which I'm super excited about. I hope you don't get your feelings hurt because we're going to get after each other on the show. And certainly with a person like Legend, I think we'll have a lot to play off of. But yeah, I'm just super excited. It's a calculated risk. It's something that I'm going into with an idea of where I want our show to go. But I also think we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants, which is going to make it just fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You mentioned Legend, who, of course, people that are familiar with sports talk know that he is aptly named because in terms of sports talk callers, he's probably as well known as anybody in the country. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. Paul Feinbaum related to him. He actually called him specifically to tell him that he had made an appearance on the Game Day show last year. And one of the hosts, Pat McAfee, during a commercial break, said, "Hey, Paul, I've been wanting to ask you, tell me about this Legend guy." So the Legend's even got the pique the curiosity of guys that are on network television. So I know him. He's a great guy in person, just a really personable guy. But when he assumes the identity of the Legend, there's no telling what he's going to say. There's no controlling him, and we don't want to. We're going to give him his segment to preview the Alabama game each week, and I'm just telling you, that's going to be must-see TV because we're just cutting him loose.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will certainly, if you're an Auburn fan, because I know we have a strong contingency of that as well inside of our listening and viewing area, we'll certainly have, I got Al DeGreco who's going to be coming on to talk about some Auburn football as well during the football season. But we do want people to realize too that while this is the starting lineup with Kip and Tony, we will be talking about some other things as well. We're going to have some guests come in the studio and pick ball games every single week. And we invite people, and I'll give out my phone number, 542-1848, 205-542-1848, if you want to be part of our big show in any type of marketing capacity. I watched a show last night, Rewind the 90s, on National Geographic. It's a whole show about the 90s. And last night's episode was about Wayne's World. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I don't know if you'd be Dana Carvey or Mike Myers. I'll take the other one. But we are shameless in our product placement. We're all about making a little bank doing the show as well. So if we can have a great time, get some great viewers, and make a little cheese, we're all about that. If you're holding a Pizza Hut box and I'm holding a Pepsi, that means Kip and Tony are doing pretty well. We're happy with that.
I love that. Wayne's World, what an underappreciated classic movie.
You and I need to get in a shitty car and do Bohemian Rhapsody together.
that show was, I mean, that movie was so hilarious. I love when they get the free tickets to the Alice Cooper concert.
Yes.
And they're walking around backstage flashing their pants. Is this cool? And they find themselves in the room with Alice Cooper and the band. And he starts talking about how Milwaukee got its name. And he's talking like a history professor. And they go, okay, well, we probably need to get out of here. He goes, no, hang out with us. And Dana Carvey's character, who's hilarious, Garth, is just classic. He says, hang out in here with Alice Cooper. And they fall to their knees. We're not worthy. Yeah. And he gives the rise up sign. I mean, the movie is absolutely hilarious. And I know a lot of people probably dismissed it because it looked like just an extended Saturday Night Live gig. But
it is the most successful Saturday Night Live franchise movie ever to come out. And it was number one at the box office for 5 weeks. And a week before it got released, they could not find anyone that wanted to release that movie. It was going to go straight to TV. It was going to be a Hallmark movie. But it was number one at the box office for 5 weeks. So you never know. So there is hope for the Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry show on ABC 3340. Look out, folks.
Real quick, because we, as usual, have gotten off on a different exit here than we planned. But you know who's great in that movie too, Tony? Rob Lowe absolutely hilarious as the bad guy in that movie.
He is.
It was pretty much a serious actor, and he played that role. I love when guys get out of their comfort zone. One of the all-time zaniest comedy movies, Airplane, worked because Lloyd Bridges and Robert Stack and others, serious actors. Of course, Leslie Nielsen made it his new pursuit after that. But those guys were serious actors. That's what made that movie so awesome.
No, there's no doubt. He was great in it. And I remember a movie that Rob Lowe was actually in. I think it was the first movie he ever made. It was called Class. It was kind of like a remake of The Graduate, if you ever get a chance to go check that movie out. But he was fantastic. Andrew McCarthy was in that movie. Some of the Rat Pack guys were probably part of that movie. So, yeah, we certainly like to take it off exits. And that's what we'll probably do on our television show, too. We want to be different. We want people to watch. And certainly from a local standpoint, you know who we're going to be. And we're going to have some good information. And something else that we will bring up, your son, Case, who works for the Las Vegas Sun, is a fantastic prognosticator. And do you remember we did a show several weeks ago, and I was like, what's the number one thing about gambling or for sports entertainment purposes only? Well, what's the number one thing you don't want to do? He goes, don't ever pay for picks. Don't ever pay for picks. And he is gracious enough to not only give us his time, but the dude knows what he's picked Georgia the last couple of years to win a national title. I think last year paid 20-1. The guy knows what he talks about in future bets. And so get on the show early and start watching about some of the things. I know he's heavy on Texas this year, and I'm sure Legend will have something to say about that because they got that early twist But the guy is fantastic, and he's right there in the belly, in the belly. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of inside information on the Raiders. He's got some great information that he'll share. So if, in fact, you do have an account and you meet the man behind the dumpster every Monday or Tuesday morning to collect, a lot of it's probably going to have to do with the fact that you're watching the starting lineup on ABC 3340 from 10:30 to 11 every Saturday.
Yeah, really excited about it. And just like the directions this show kind of goes, you never know what you're going to get. So it'll be like tuning into Forrest Gump because we are definitely a box of chocolates on our show.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Hey, great stuff, man. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. Of course, you can listen to the Kiefer and Curry Show 1 o'clock every Monday through Friday. 1 o'clock here every single show. I've gotten several emails saying, you know what, I listen to the show 2 or 3 days a week. Can we get more episodes? And I'm like, well, let me talk to the man. We do run the same episode throughout the week. We do one podcast a week, but perhaps we can increase that a little bit. And then, of course, you'll be able to watch our television show on ABC 3340 called The Starting Lineup, 10:30 to 11 o'clock. By the way, I look at times, you know, if someone says, hey, listen, you can have a TV show, but it's on at 2:30 in the morning. No, thank you. I would probably take it just from an exposure standpoint because radio people are starved for love. We are insecure individuals. We love exposure. And if someone says, dude, I saw you on television, it was 2:30 in the morning, I'll take that. But to be on from 10:30 to 11 o'clock, button up against the ACC early game of the week is a fantastic spot on television. And we're so blessed and so fortunate to get that spot. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, you also have your other show called Need to Know, which I absolutely love. I listen to it. Most shows I record here at Tony Curry Radio, I'll step outside the studio. I'll go make some lunch, make some dinner, do what I got to do. I come in and I listen to Need to Know, which runs at 6 o'clock every Monday through Friday on the TKR app every single day as well. And, of course, you go to any podcast network. We're available on every major indice out there. Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. We're going to have that going on. And by the way, a segment we're going to be doing called KK, TK, or OK. And I'll be giving you some information on that. We're going to have some interesting little stabs that we're going to be doing on our show on television. I'm really looking forward to. So get those opinionated ideas out of your head and put them into your lips because we're going to be listening to them on ABC 3340. Kip, thank you so much for your time, brother. I look forward to next week.
Tony, looking forward to it, and thanks to our audience for indulging us in our waxing poetic and our shameless plug, but we are not ashamed.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.